Yeah.
So, John.
Well, I can't run my mind, no, I'm not finished. Yeah, I was stuck on shift work and all that, and, you know, like Edinburgh man, things like that, you know, it's just like, where's the place done?
And it becomes a song, I thought.
Yeah.
Do you think all the, given all the immensity of the body of work that you've got, that people don't receive it in the serious sense that they should?
Well, I don't have any
You know, people revere the idea that it takes a long time, it's slightly more valid than if you just knock it out of the air off the earth.
That's right, and there is this myth about the fall.
They go in the garage every year and knocking it out in a few weeks, you know, but that's what the business thinks about me. And it's not the case, you know.
And a lot of the money problems in the book is because I just plough all the money back into the best engineers and the best studios, you know, so I've already spent more than but of course, I've got to sell it. But you're going to do that because it's not for everybody's taste to follow on.
What do you think about the new album? I mean, to be honest, I think there's a threat that runs around it about age and people not, you know, really being the actual, you know, you see blokes with strange hairstyles and people, kids with babies and you know, people not really coming to terms with the idea of age. Is that a thing that goes through, or is that my own personal title?
No, I was right, very objectively, no. None of us don't try to write songs about me or no. You know that.
No.
There's always a threat, and it gets harder every year, because business, you don't understand that at all. I mean, so they can't see that, you know, you put, I still work on the old LP format, you know, of 12 songs, and, you know, there's an up, and there's a down, there's a medium, and there's a high at the end, you know.
And like,
they always try and take it and jumble it up, you know, that's why the compilations, to me, were unlistenable. But people like them, you know.
People probably like it because
it's a threat in this one though, it was a definite threat.
Which is, didn't you mention something about it being an outsider being by that?
Yeah. It starts off in the first person, then goes into the middle and ends up pretty confused at the end.
I spoke to Anthony Frost actually about it, because he did the album cover and he did Extricate as well, and he said working with Mark's always a very special thing, and he'll come back time after time, and it's almost as if you're a director, you know, like you find the right person for the right time.
Yeah.
And he always, you know, he'd say he'd love to work with you year after year, and yeah. So no, it's not the right time to do that. Do you think that's the thing with amendments as well? Mm. Like you find them and then that's it, then you've got to get new members. A bit like the director of the movie, you've got to get it for a new film.
Yeah, maybe that's just like a partner.
You know, you've got to get the right feel with the right people.
Yeah.
To keep it fresh and keep it going.
Yeah.
Obviously you're all about talking about the amendments, for people.
Very funny that fellow who tried to do an expose on it. He's Paul Bugger, he's spent like 2 years like digging up all the ex-members trying to get a scandal book on me, you know.
Dave Simpson.
And it was like his mission in life and been promised all these things.
And half of them said nice things about me, and half of them, you know.
I don't know what they said, but I didn't read it, but. Was that the one?
He's not giving up.